The Wall Street Journal's tech blog All Things D is reporting that Yahoo is in talks with New York-based Tumblr to acquire the blogging platform. Tumblr is one of the darlings of Silicon Alley, New York City's tech scene, but so far, the company hasn't made much money. The internet giant and legacy brand Yahoo has its own troubles. It's long been overshadowed by the likes of Google and Apple, and recently installed a new CEO, Marissa Meyer, who's been trying to take the company in a new direction. I'm joined now by Manoush Zomorodi, the host of WNYC's technology show, New Tech City. Hi, Manoush.
Hello, Amy.
So first explain, for those 20 years old and older who don't know what Tumblr is, and give me a sense of why Yahoo might want to acquire it.
It's mostly visual. It's really about big pictures. It's about memes, which are pictures that get sent around. It's about GIFs, which are little videos that get sent around. And it's about a social network of blogs. And Tumblr says it had 117 million visitors in April. So this is a site that has a lot of traction with, as you mentioned, the younger set, the sort of teens and people in their early 20s. Now, for Yahoo, that is the perfect demographic that they want to capture. Yahoo is sort of seen as a faded tech giant, and as you mentioned, Marissa Meyer, the new CEO, her job is really to turn it around.
But is the money a concern at all? Tumblr hasn't proven itself in that arena.
I know, funny that, right? But believe it or not, it's really not so much about how much the platform could make money. It's more about the value that it could add to Yahoo and bring back the sort of cool factor to Yahoo. Also, Tumblr has been sort of taking steps very recently to have more advertising integrated into its platform.
Yeah, so I've been noticing that.
Oh, we have a Tumblr fan here.
Yeah.
So what's on your page?
Tennis, my I Hate Tennis blog.
Of course. How could I forget?
So Silicon Alley has been thriving in recent years, and Mayor Bloomberg has really been pushing for it to do even better. But the one concern is that New York City has yet to produce a Facebook, a Google, an Amazon. There's been no splashy IPO or acquisition to signal that Silicon Alley has arrived. Does this acquisition of Tumblr by Yahoo, if it goes forward, does that help dispel this notion that Silicon Alley is another internet bubble waiting to burst?
I think that a lot of people in the tech community would be very happy to see this deal go through simply to shut up the naysayers, the people who say, like, oh, this is a bubble until, you know, show us the money. And until you do that, you cannot call this like a top tech scene. I think some people in the tech community think that the whole idea of tech is that it's integrating into every industry. You know, it's fashion slash tech, it's media slash tech, whereas sort of old school thinkers are thinking of it as more a Silicon Valley model, which is you create a product, you sell it. So both sides would be equally happy, I think. It's a no-lose situation for this, except, you know, some people say, well, maybe the losers would be the Tumblr users because maybe they don't want to be tied to the Yahoo ecosystem.
A report out this week from the Center for an Urban Future shows New York has been growing faster than Silicon Valley or Boston when it comes to the number of venture capital deals, meaning investments in young companies. Could a Yahoo-Tumblr deal mean an even bigger flood of investors pumping money into New York's tech scene? What's driving that investment right now?
I think what's driving that investment is that we're sort of in the second stage of digital growth. It goes back to Silicon Valley sort of built all the tools, and now here in New York, the creative types, the media types, the people who actually make stuff are using those tools, and we're seeing the application of those tools, which is why some people are saying New York is sort of starting to have its moment on the tech scene. Would that draw more money here? Potentially, but I don't think it's a make or break thing. But I think we have to remember, this is the soap opera that is the tech scene.
Mm.
People love to talk about acquisitions, and they love to talk about IPOs, and it keeps the internet all buzzy, and it's fun on a Friday afternoon. I'm sure a lot of people will be talking about it over cocktails.
Manoush Zomorodi is the host of WNYC's weekly technology show and podcast, New Tech City. Thanks so much, Manoush.
Such a pleasure, Amy.
This is WNYC.